Harun Yahya, An Invitation to the Truth. A response to the Darwinist deceptions in the news site Malaysian Insider. The news site Malaysian Insider published an article by the evolutionist columnist Zurari R. on its February 6, 2012 issue. In the article in question, the author speaks of a survey conducted in 2004 in Malaysia and states that in response to the question, did human beings develop from an earlier species of animals? Almost half of those surveyed answered true, but in 2008, slightly over half of Malaysians answered false to the very same question. Thus, he draws attention to the number of people opposing evolution has shown a tremendous increase in only 4 years. In the same article, the author states that under the influence of anti-evolutionist works by Mr. Adnan Oktar, some medical students overseas purposely skipped their evolutionary biology lectures. He also says that TV Al-Hijra, a government-owned TV channel, airs the show Signs of the Creator, a program based on the works of Mr. Adnan Oktar, who is more known and admired in Malaysia by his pen name Harun Yahya. It appears that, like all other evolutionists, Zurari R. also feels a good deal of unease about the interest shown to the anti-evolutionary works of Mr. Adnan Oktar, whose works are embraced by millions of people all over the world, and the devastating blow these works deal to Darwinism. These works agitate Darwinists because they simply invalidate Darwinist claims in the scientific sense one by one. Demolishing the so-called science upon which Darwinist, materialist, and atheist circles base their ideologies. Although the response to similar evolutionist claims have several times appeared in our website, the answers to the claims in this particular article is once again provided below. The deception that religion and science are in conflict. The true religion and science does not in any way conflict. The true religion is the sole source that provides the most accurate and definite answer to the question of how the universe and living things came into existence. This aside, the true religion explicitly encourages seeing the details in creation and appreciating Allah's might. In other words, science is the only way to examine the universe and all living things, to discover Allah's artistry and creation and announce it to humanity. The grave mistake those people who advocate the view that the true religion and science are in conflict is the judgment they make without being knowledgeable about the Quran, the source of the true religion. A person who reads the Quran clearly sees that Allah creates people, the heavens, the earth, the moon, the stars, the sun, mountains, trees, plants, seeds, animals, the day, and the night. Allah calls attention to ponder over the birth of human beings, the rains and many other beings, and examine them. In this way, our Almighty Lord advises all humanity to be knowledgeable and to practice science. In the Quran, there are many such verses. A person who examines the Quran will recognize how pointless it is to put forward the argument that the true religion and science are in conflict. A few verses encouraging people to examine the heavens, the earth, mountains, plants, water, seeds, and other trees. In other words, in which Allah advises people to make scientific research in this respect are as follows. Have they not looked at the sky above them, how he structured it and made it beautiful, and how there are no fissures in it? And the earth, how he stretched it out and cast firmly embedded mountains onto it, and caused luxuriant plants of every kind to grow in it. An instruction and a reminder for every penitent human being. And we sent down blessed water from the sky and made gardens grow by it, and grain for harvesting, and soaring date palms, and layered space. The deception that natural selection generates a new species. This is also one of the Darwinist claims, with no basis, and it has several times been refuted by both Mr. Adnan Oktar in his books, written under the pen name Harun Yahya, and his representatives who have delivered lectures in many parts of the world. Briefly put, natural selection does not make the slightest contribution to the evolution of species and their transformation into another species. Consequently, it makes no positive contribution to the theory of evolution. That is because this mechanism never enriches the genetic information of a species. The mechanism in question never transforms a species into another one. For instance, it never transforms a starfish into a fish, a fish into a frog into an alligator, and an alligator into a bird. Natural selection is based on the assumption that there exists a struggle in life, and in this struggle, those who survive are always the ones who are strong and able to adapt themselves to natural conditions. According to this assumption, in a deer flock, under the threat of predatory animals, for instance, only those deer able to run swiftly can survive. Consequently, sometime later, this deer flock will only consist of those deer able to run fast. That is to say, natural selection will eliminate those disabled, weak individuals that fail to adapt themselves to the environmental conditions. However, natural selection will not generate a new living species. Any new genetic information, or any new organs, or as Darwinist claims, they will not evolve the living species. Today, many evolutionists accept that evolution through natural selection is definitely invalid in the face of experiments and observations. Because since the time of Darwin, not a single piece of evidence could be found revealing that natural selection makes living things evolve. And it is impossible for it to be so. Indeed, even Darwin accepted this fact, saying, "Natural selection can in no way be effective as long as beneficial changes occur." The deception that the evolution theory is supported by scientific evidence. It should be first stressed that since the day Darwin put forward his theory, evolution has never been proved, even by one single scrap of evidence. On the contrary, the science and technology of our day have one by one refuted the claims suggested by Darwin and the primitive understanding of the science of his time. On the other hand, all the evidence put forward to prove the theories of Darwinists have always proven to be false, and the frauds they committed in the name of science have every time been disclosed. If Zurari R. does some simple research on the internet, he will immediately see that the theory proposed by Darwin is not supported by even a single piece of scientific evidence. As is known, Darwin propounded his theory under extremely limited understanding of the natural world. Darwin was totally unaware of the cell's organelles and had no idea about the concept of genes. He suggested that living things acquired new features under the influence of various environmental effects, and transfer them to other generations under very ignorance of these conditions. However, with the emergence of the science of the genetics in the 20th century, following the death of Darwin, it became obvious that it was impossible to transfer the changes acquired later by living beings to latter generations. The scientific developments of the 20th century, genetics, molecular biology, biochemistry, paleontology, have all verified that Darwin's imaginary evolution mechanism, that is to say, natural selection, has in no way any role in the evolution of living species. Following that, it also became apparent that mutations also do not have any such effect. Ultimately, the fossil records dealt the devastating blow. Since the fossils of the imaginary intermediary fossils have never yet been uncovered anywhere in the world, all the research conducted so far has not uncovered a single intermediary fossil sample, which proves that a mechanism like evolution has never occurred in any period of the Earth. The deception that the origin of man is explained by means of evolution. The theory of evolution in no way offers an explanation to the origin of man. Although Darwinists tried to uphold the claim that men and apes came from a common ancestor by means of some frauds committed in the name of science for 1.5 centuries, they have not thus far obtained any scientific finding supporting the claim of the so-called evolution of man. Consequently, Darwinists are very well aware that the so-called evolution of man is the gravest deadlock of the theory of evolution. However, they insistently advocate that very same claim. However, many evolutionist paleontologists confess that man all of a sudden appeared in the fossil records. In other words, they accept that man appeared all of a sudden on Earth, that is to say, without any prior ancestors. They claim that Muslim scientists advocated evolution in the Middle Ages, and deception that Muslims today must take them as examples. Zuhrayri are, and those other Muslims advocating the same view, must accept that in no way does there exist room for evolution in the Quran. In the verses of the Quran, there is not a single piece of information or sign revealing that creation came into existence by means of evolution. In the Quran, there is not a single verse supporting that living beings evolved from one another, or there exists an evolutionary bond among them. On the very contrary, in the Quran it is stated that Allah created the universe and all living beings in a single moment, through the command, Be. Allah creates whatever He wills, whenever He wills, from nothing, with no prior example. Almighty Allah does not need by any means or stages to create. Allah is beyond that. Because the world is a place of trial, Allah created everything in the universe in line with some natural laws. However, our Lord is beyond all these. He is not in need of anything. In the verses, it is stated that the universe and living things came into existence by Allah's command, be. Allah creates whatever He wills. When He decides on something, He just says to it, be, and it is. Our word to a thing when we desire it is just to say to it, be, and it is. It is He who gives life and causes it to die. When He decides on something, He just says to it, be, and it is. Another significant error of the author is to show some people who advocate some non-Quranic beliefs for Muslims to take as examples. The fact is, however, Muslims only take our Prophet as example. A Muslim never takes those who do not consider the Quran as a measure for himself as an example. We hope that Zurari R. soon gives up taking the people who do not take the Quran as a measure for himself, although they claim that they are Muslims, and show those who do not take the Quran as a measure others as examples, and by embracing the Quran revealed by Allah's sight, becomes a resolute advocate for the Quran. www.harunyaya.com